The text for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12 to 16. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. And we impart this in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. They are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. The spiritual person judges all things, but is himself to be judged by no one. For who has understood the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Fellow redeemed, do you believe that God created all things in 6 days, even though there are many smart and so-called wise people out there who say that it all happened only by chance? I hope you would rather believe the creation account of God. The wisdom of God is given to us so that we believe those things that others do not believe. The wisdom of God is given to us so that the Spirit of God reveals that wisdom of God to men, and we believe the truths of God. We know that man by nature cannot understand and believe the truths of God or thoughts of God. We know the thoughts of God because God tells it to us, and with the faith that he creates in us, we can grasp it. Now we know that and confess that we believe in true God. We believe that one day we will be with him in heavenly glory forever. Verse 12 says that we have received the Spirit and understand the things of God through the Spirit. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given us by God. The Spirit of God in us helps us to understand the things that are from God. The things that we receive from God create faith in us and build and strengthen our spiritual life so that we can know more and more of His wisdom and His thoughts. When we talk about the means of grace in the sacraments, that is another thing that the human mind cannot comprehend. We believe and say that the real presence of our Lord's body and blood in Holy Communion, but no one can see it. But we still believe it. Another instance is Holy Baptism. No one can see anything except water and hears the Word of God. And we believe that through these means of God, a means of grace, God forgives our sins. This is foolishness to the world, but it is the wisdom of God, and we believe these things. As we see in verse 13, we impart and interpret these things taught by the Spirit to the spiritual ones. We speak these teachings of God that show His goodwill to the ones that believe. We have many opportunities to proclaim the Word of God, like Bible classes, fellowships, visitation, counseling, etc. We have devotions that we give among the spiritual ones who believe in the Lord. We also tell the gospel to the ones who do not believe, so that someday they can believe and glorify our Lord. Some of the modes that we use to share the gospel are personal evangelism, group evangelism, We use booklets, television broadcasts, radio programs, and we use websites. We tell people to come to the church and hear the saving message of our God and get the wisdom of God. According to verse 15, a spiritual person is able to distinguish between the things that are right and the things that are wrong. The spiritual person judges all things but in himself, but is himself to be judged by no one. As the Spirit of God works and lives in us, He gives us this ability to choose the right things. The Spirit of God helps us to do right thing, but on the other hand, the ones that do not believe do wrong because they do not have the wisdom to distinguish the truth. God gives His children the proper knowledge and insight. God also gives us the mind of the Lord, as verse 6:10 tells in our text, but we have the mind of Christ. And if we have mind of the Lord, we can understand the thoughts of God. The Spirit of God reveals true wisdom of God to you, and you can comprehend it because the Holy Spirit helps you to understand. The Spirit of God helps the believers to tell the message that are from God to others who do not know it. There is a difference between natural man and spiritual man. According to the Word of God, the natural man is dead in spirit. He might have a living physical body, but he does not have the spiritual life. In other words, he is foolish. He is not able to receive the thoughts of God or the wisdom of God. You and I know the wisdom of God, which is the eternal thought of God planning a future for His people with great glory. The person who is born in spirit is made by the Spirit to understand the secrets of God and also to proclaim the hidden wisdom to others who do not know. The Spirit helps you and me to proclaim the good news to those billions of unreached people. Therefore, may the Spirit lead us to exercise this honor to share the saving wisdom of God with the people that do not know it and do not accept the wisdom of God by their nature. May the Spirit of God strengthen you and help you to do it. Amen. We will sing hymn 366, verse 1 and 5. 366, verses 1 and 5.